Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Tuesday is social media day here, and one of the questions digital strategist Scott Kleinberg has been asked repeatedly over the years is, how do I make sure people see and engage with what I post on social media? And this is really important, especially to businesses. Scott, how do I make sure people see and engage with what I post on social media?
Bob, I am amazed how much has changed in the social media world since I started doing this 15 years ago, because 15 years in anything tech-related is basically 100 years, but the answer to your question at its very core has not changed, not once, and the answer is practice and patience. From day one, people have been trying to find shortcuts. They're always trying to trick algorithms. They think they have it figured out. But as with most things in life, there are no shortcuts.
We see examples all the time of people posting things and racking up millions of views. I'm always fascinated by who gets noticed and how this happens. It can happen quickly, right? I mean, it does happen.
Yeah. But there's a difference between social media success and going viral on social media. Some people do go viral. They do get millions of views and they're never heard from again. Some people, they capitalize on that fame and they stay relevant. But think about what every example like that has in common, okay? The person who posts that content knows something about the audience for which they're creating. They know what's likely to move the needle. And remember this, Bob, the example you see may not, and I'm actually willing to bet that it's definitely not their first try.
So practice and patience. It sounds very straightforward.
It really is, Bob. And, you know, for some people, it's unnerving how straightforward it is because it sounds too simple. But notice that when I talk about it, I never use the word simple. And that's because it's not. Social media always looks better than it is, and you rarely see the other side. And in this case, the other side is the time and the effort that it takes to truly be what's called a social media star.
But, and I think I know the answer to this, do you need to be a social media star to be successful at social media?
You do not need to be a social media star to be successful at social media. And actually, Bob, I am living proof. I am not a social media star. I never pretend to be, nor do I want to be. I'm successful on social media because I took it was a lot of practice and patience. And practice and patience led me on my career path. And to me, everything always comes back to those two things. But that said, I think people who have achieved social media stardom should be as transparent as I am and explain to people that it's not that easy. It always takes practice and patience.
Well, and in your case, I mean, knowing the ins and outs of all of the platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, I mean, that really helps, doesn't it, to know how each of these work?
That is a really, really important part of it. You have to know how the pieces work together if you want to. It's like when you build a puzzle, you have to know how all the pieces work together to make the puzzle look great.
And one of these days, I'll figure out LinkedIn and Pinterest. But
I will help you, Bob, I promise.
I'll count on it. Talking to social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. So tips to make sure people see your content takes practice and patience. Where do you start, Scott?
Bob, it's really by keeping up with trends. It's like you said, you know, a few minutes ago, I read a lot. And yesterday I read that Instagram decided to talk about how its algorithm works for Reels. Reels are those short, you know, like TikTok-esque videos that we talk about. Normally, social media companies don't like to talk about their algorithms. TikTok did the exact same thing a few months ago, and now Instagram's trying to do it. And that story, it talks about what your content needs to do to move the needle. For example, you want people to watch the whole video, not just a little bit. You want people to watch regularly. You want people to follow you.
Right. And I can see the patience element in there. You need to create content that checks all those boxes.
Exactly. So to answer your question about, you know, how to start, you know, set up an alert or something to be notified about stories that talk about the platform you're interested in. Maybe it's Facebook or Twitter. You know, you have to know what's happening on the platform to succeed. I'll always try to talk about that stuff with you, but this is part of the secret sauce. Being up to date in a world that sees a lot of change is really important.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, this is so important, too, for businesses these days, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's important for businesses. It's important for people. I mean, you know, how in the world are you supposed to, you know, keep track of 20 different changes if 18 of them are important? You know, and you may not know that from everything that you read, but that's a really great place to start.
And this tip bears repeating. Social media success is not the same as social media stardom.
It really is not. They overlap, but you don't need one for the other. Is it awesome to jump straight to stardom? Absolutely. Just like it's awesome to win $1 million on your first play of a slot machine. And it happens, but it most likely happens to someone else. And, you know, here's another tip in addition to practice and patience that I know is never going to change. Okay, I guarantee this. If you create quality content that people want to see, that's how you're going to win the social media game. It's future-proof because even in 5 years, okay, if everyone is charging for social media content and you have to pay for what you want to see and the world is just completely different, you're still only going to pay someone if they deliver quality content that you want to see. It's never going to change.
And we've talked about this before, but it does bear repeating. Businesses, and especially these days, really struggling. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, what's number one for businesses, or does it depend on what kind of goods or services you're selling?
It truly depends on the goods and businesses you're selling. It depends on the type of business you have. Instagram is super popular because it's visual. So if you have a business that's inherently visual, then you have a great chance of success with Instagram, or so you would think. But if the people who are using your products and services are only on Facebook and Twitter, then you're spending a lot of time on Instagram for nothing. You're likely not going to reach those people. So once you figure out what kind you have and whether or not you can take advantage of the different things the platforms offer, the next very important thing is to figure out where your users are. And once you know that, then you can make a true plan of where you should be.
Got it. All right. Now for the genius bar this morning, actually more of an etiquette question.
Okay.
My wife is always chastising me because, oh, there it is. Because I leave my ringer on, and she's annoyed. She says everybody around me is annoyed. So these days, are you never supposed to have your ringer on? Because if it's just on vibrate, I'll miss a call.
So when you're talking about your ringer, is it the ringer, the sound itself, or do you just, or you're saying you have the ringer on, not just the vibrator? You're saying you have.
Yeah, I just have the ring around, and then when somebody calls, this is the sound. This is my ringer, and she really gets mad whenever she hears this.
Is that your actual ringtone?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Wow. Okay. Well, my answer, if it was a different ringtone, might be different than that one. I don't know how much I'd want to hear that one over and over again. But that said, I think it depends on where you are. I think if you're in the middle of a quiet, you know, coffee shop or something, I wouldn't want to have the ringtone on. There is another interesting tip that I don't know if you know, but you can actually set up your contacts in your iPhone to only play the ringtone for certain people, and everybody else would be silent.
Oh.
So if you ever wanted to have it just for Marianne, where she hears the ringtone, which it sounds like you might want to do that, then you could turn it on that way and set it the other way. I have all my important people set up to sound just the ringtone. Otherwise, it's quiet vibration.
Well, she made it sound like, well, nobody has the ringer on anymore. But if it's just the vibration, you can easily miss a call. So that's why I leave the ringer on.
You could. I mean, I don't hear a lot of people's ringtones on, to be honest with you, Bob, because they usually have headphones in or something like that. So the sound is, you know, picked up by that instead. And, you know, there's always going to be somebody who turns around and is like, whose phone is that? You know, there's always going to be that person. So I think it just depends on balancing where you are and who you're with.
All right. Well, I think I'll turn the ringer off at home anyway. Thank you, Scott. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Bob. Thank you.